Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your midweek political check-in. Broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform, we're slogging through another political swamp thick with nonsense and bad intentions. Let's cut through the poo-poo and throw a little light on the chaos before it buries us all. We don't care if you chew gum during the podcast, but no blowing bubbles. All righty then, without further ado, here's Nick and Bubbles. Steve. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
We'll take it away. Welcome one, welcome all to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve back at it for a midweek political look at what the frick's going on. Is that what it's called?
Something like that. It's weird on a midweek holiday week. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, which really means a lot of people are off work already, or maybe today's their Friday, tomorrow they're traveling. Like, I don't know. These weeks are all messed up. And the news cycle has been messed up today as well, which I'm not happy about.
Yeah. What's the deal with that? We get close to a holiday where we give thanks and praise, and all of a sudden everyone's being nice and staying out of politics? What's up?
I think politicians take time off too, which means they're not creating news, which means I don't have much work to do. It's a round robin sort of thing. It's annoying, though.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Having said that, there's still plenty to talk about. So.
You feel that way?
I do. I got a good list going.
All right.
I didn't feel any of it, you know, my daily videos that I do that are like 10 minutes long. Some of these things, like, I can't talk for 10 minutes about that. But you and I can have a chat about it. And the audience out there, the vocal minority as you are, you can chime in. We're live right now. If you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, we are live.
I think so. I think we're live.
Well, what does it matter? You and I have spent our entire careers alone in studios talking to ourselves. So
it does, but we talked about some of like the resetting that happened on our platform that we stream on because of some weird stuff going on. And I don't know. It didn't kick off like we were live on both our platforms like it normally does. So I hope we're live. How about that?
Well, these are all valid questions. Yeah, I don't know. I'm the only one in the chat room currently.
Yeah, so. That doesn't bode well, right?
There seems to be people getting in there. Somebody chime in and get vocal. If anyone's listening to this, let us know. Because, yeah, somehow all of our software got reset. Took me a moment to get in here.
Yeah. This is The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. We come on a couple of times each week, if you're new to the program anyway, here on the Really American platform, YouTube and Facebook, and do a live show 3 o'clock here on the West Coast, and just after 6 on the East Coast. So
yes,
it just proves we're live.
That's right. Yeah, we are doing it here, and you can exclusively find the video version of it right here. See, someone just said hello, so there's people listening. Not a lot, but there's people there. But yeah, we're also on every podcast platform. So as you are traveling for any of the holidays here, take us along with you. And I do have a story about holiday travel that we'll get to at some point in this jam-packed hour, Nick.
Yeah, we've got some, we've got good travel stuff, because I got some travel stuff, too, compliments of our boy Sean Duffy, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same story I got, so good. We're on the same age, we're dialed in. I have a nuance to it, though, and I have some commentary. I've not been able to rant today, so I need to get a little commentary off my chest.
Kathy Kramer, 4234, thanks for chiming in. Just started watching. If you are in the chat, keep in mind, we love it when y'all get vocal. And use your voice. Turn your telephone into a microphone is what we used to say. But now what? It's your turn your keyboard into something.
Yeah. We got to work on that. Yeah. We're working on our branding. U2 is here, apparently. I'm glad you two are here. Oh, they mean us. I thought the Irish band was here.
No, but just as good, Stephen. Just as good.
I got a boner, not a bono.
Oh, yeah. You always have a little boner.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Should we jump on into it? People are starting to chime in. I think everyone's just a little slow this week. So
I'm a little slow, too, dude. My brain's been kind of fried. I had a root canal yesterday. Steve, have you ever had a root canal?
I never have. You said you were going to the dentist. Actually, you said you were getting drilled in the mouth. I thought maybe you were going down to downtown or something.
It was not the fun drill that I would prefer, but yeah, it was a surprise root canal. How the frick does that happen, dude? I went in and I was like, this tooth is real. No, dude. I went in and I just thought they were, you know, looking over things, cleaning type thing. And I was like, this tooth over here is, you know, kind of been bothering me, hot and cold. It's, you know, it's bothering. She was like, oh, let's do an x-ray. So she did. And yeah, I needed a root canal. She was like, we can do it today.
Wow.
4 hours in the chair getting one root canal.
Wow. I noticed you disappeared for a good chunk yesterday. So that explains it. That's no fun. Actually, is it better to just get a surprise root canal than stressing about it and knowing it's coming?
That's a good point. I don't know. Look, I've had teeth pulled before and I've had root canals. If I had to pick one, I'd rather have a root canal. People hate root canals. I hate them too, but getting a tooth pulled is way worse.
I gave Kennedy a surprise drilling in the mouth and, you know, everything seemed fine.
She need any pain medication afterwards?
I'm all the medication she needs. So
this shows off to a, we're being a little misogynistic. I don't know.
How was that misogynistic? It was all consensual, please.
All right. Okay.
Misogynistic. There was some massaging going on, but no misogyny.
Are you extra horny right for the holidays? I know you always seem to get a little hornier on the holidays. Yeah, I don't even know if you notice it.
That's a good point. I don't know what extra means, you know? I mean, I'm always, like you said, I got a certain level just going. I'm just simmering 24/7. So.
Okay. Well, fair enough. All right, let's get into some real news. People don't need to hear about our root canals and our drill jobs.
Well, someone here says root canal less painful than what is going on these days. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
I would get every tooth root canaled if Trump would agree to, you know, move to Antarctica or something. I would be willing to do that for America.
You know how a lot of maggots are conspiracy theorists, you know, say all kinds of weird shit. I was talking to my brother last night after the root canal. He was like, you know, they say root canals, you're not supposed to have them anymore. They're really bad for you. I was like, I've seen all that conspiracy theory bullshit. There's a bunch of stuff out there that says, like, if you get a root canal, they relate it to a lot of diseases that we're facing, but almost in the same light as autism. Tylenol causes autism. Yeah. You know,
root canals cause autism. There's probably as much evidence that root canals cause that than there is with Tylenol.
100%. So I'm here and I'm feeling fine. So I'm ready to go. Steven, anytime you are.
All right. Watching from Malta. Is that in another country?
Yeah.
I'm not good at geography.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, well, thank you. All right. Okay. So let's start off talking about the holidays. Since Thanksgiving is coming up, Black Friday is this Friday. Or am I supposed to call it African-American Friday? How does that work?
I made a comment to Rachel about that the other day. I was like, are we still supposed to be calling this Black Friday? And she was like, what would it be, African-American Friday? I was like, no, I don't think so at all. I just wonder if it's a negative or a positive. I don't know anymore, dude.
Well, you and I did run through a list recently where we're not supposed to call it a master bedroom because that has some racial connotation. Calling a spade is apparently has a racist background. Can't say that anymore. Black Friday is just that's a business term. Because if a business does a bunch of sales in one day, they're in the black as opposed to being in the red.
Right.
Whether that has racist roots or not, I don't know.
Who knows? We could find out. Wait for 2027 and we'll be having this conversation like, damn, we had no idea.
I'm sure someone in the comments will tell us we're being bad. So, all right. But here's the deal. We had talked about back when Jimmy Kimmel got suspended. We were talking about boycotts and using your pocketbook to cause some corporate damage. And I was lamenting that I didn't want to cancel Disney Plus because I'm a Marvel fanatic and that's where all my Marvel stuff is. And everybody gave me shit about that.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Kimmel was back within a week. And then I was like, okay, don't we all have to go back on Disney Plus now? But a lot of you were like, no, you got to wait a month. You got to wait 90 days.
Got to punish for a while, dude. Yeah.
Right. So anyways, we have a boycott coming up this weekend that I think is the best of all worlds because we're not asking anybody to permanently boycott any of these things. Okay. Because, you know, when you go into the holiday shopping season here, there are a lot of people that live in areas where Target, for example, is the main store that they have. Or maybe Home Depot is the only place you can go buy supplies. Or maybe if you don't shop on Amazon, you're never going to get anything done. I mean, I don't love Jeff Bezos, but I do kind of love Amazon. I hate going to the store. I love getting the app out. It'll be here before I have a chance to get to the store anyways.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. The convenience is a killer. You know what I mean? Like, and also, let me just say this. We've talked a lot about on this show in the past about supporting your small local business. And I'm all for that. I love that. I try and do it as much as I can. But I was just having a conversation with my contractor this morning. He's doing a project for me. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to look on Amazon, because I looked in all the little stores and no one has it. But I know they'll have it on Amazon. They force me. They force me to buy there, dude.
To buy locally or on Amazon?
No, on Amazon, because of the variety, because of the prices. I know that I am hurting people when I do it, but sometimes I have to do it. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm all for supporting small businesses, but that is an antiquated model for a lot of business types. So support it now for the novelty of it, but a lot of them will just be going away. Yeah. So that is what it is. But so, yeah, so the boycott coming up this weekend, it's called We Ain't Buying It, and it's brought to you by the people behind the No Kings protest.
Okay.
And what they're asking for us all to do is this Black Friday all the way through Cyber Monday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, do not shop at, let me get my list so I don't misquote anybody here, don't shop at Amazon, Target, or Home Depot. Okay, those are the three, Amazon, Target, Home Depot.
Okay. Amazon, Target, Home Depot. Okay.
I'll tell you why those three businesses, but just this Black Friday through Cyber Monday, we're going to stick it to those three businesses. And then by next Tuesday or through Thanksgiving, you're allowed to shop there again. Which, by the way, not only a convenience and whatnot, but let's just say we all actually stuck it to Target for the next 6 weeks. They would have to lay people off. And that's not what we're going for here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're in the Seattle area. That's where Amazon's based out of. Like, we're not trying to get the working class people fired or laid off of the holidays here, right?
For sure, dude. Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't think about, including myself at one point. But now I definitely do. I was like, yeah, I can't harm the people that are working there trying to put food on their family.
Right. But this short-term little holiday shopping weekend thing here, Naomi, I boycotted Amazon. Fuck Bezos. So this can actually send a powerful message. It can hurt their pocketbook. It's not going to put any of them out of business. The point is if we all cost them a few hundred million or maybe a billion or two, that they may rethink some of the shitty things that they have been doing.
Shows that's how much power we have, even in the short term. Like, exactly. We can snap you forward, we can snap you back.
Right. So, do you have any thoughts on those businesses? Amazon, why are we boycotting Amazon?
I don't know, because they treat their employees like crap, from what I've heard, you know. They don't have a lot of fair practices, so.
Yeah, drivers are not only peeing, but they're pooing in boxes in those delivery vehicles out there.
They are?
Yeah. I have an actual story about, you know, a guy peeing in bottles. A guy caught.
I knew that people were peeing in bottles, but they're pooping in boxes?
If you got to, yeah, sure. And not just to scan for colorectal cancer. So, yeah, it is partially about their treatment of employees and overworking it. But it's also the fact that Bezos, has bent a knee for Trump, has donated at a minimum $1 million that we know about. But he's also, you know, he owns the Washington Post. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of Trump-friendly things. Amazon paid Melania Trump like $25 million or something for the rights to her biography, which was just a payment to her. No one gives a crap about her biography.
Yeah.
And who knows what he's given to the old ballroom, too.
Yeah, 100%. When that happened with Melania, we're like, we know that's a cozy up move to Trump. That has nothing to do with her stupid ghost-written book.
Right, exactly. Kim here is pointing out truck drivers have been doing that for years. Yes, we're aware. But we're just saying truck drivers normally, that's a long-haul thing. They're on their schedule. I know they have times to meet, but they can stop. Amazon has got these people on such tight timelines and so many packages per hour. Like, they don't have the ability to, for the most part. So,
So
him bending the knee, all the money he's given to the Trump world. So sticking it to Amazon for that reason. Home Depot, let me just bring up what Joanne here, or Jonas said. Home Depot, or buy ice remover from Home Depot, return it, repeat. Are you familiar with the little protest that just happened in Home Depot?
What is it? Just what Jonas just said?
Kind of. It's not ice remover. It's an ice scraper. They apparently have some ice scraper, or maybe technically it's like a spackle scraper or something, but it costs 17 cents. So hundreds of people have been going to Home Depots at the same time. They buy the 17-cent scraper in the self-checkout. They then immediately walk over to the human at the register and return it. And then they go buy another one. And then they return. So they're just clogging up the system. Money in, money out.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. If you've seen any of the video of people doing it, it's pretty funny. And Home Depot, they have been, you know, they've come out this week and said, like, hey, we're not part of these ICE raids. We're just not stopping them in any way, shape, or form, even though it's on private property, because ICE has been doing a lot of raids at Home Depots all over.
We've always said, Stephen, silence is violence, right?
Silence is violence.
Yeah. Silence is violence. I mean, you know, if you're not going to stand up and do something about it, you might as well be supporting these ICE raids, is what I'm saying.
That's fair. Yes. They haven't denounced it. And like I said, it is private property. They could be pushing back on these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, ICE is just stalking people at Home Depots, your local laborers and day workers and whatnot. So, so we're sticking to the Home Depot for that reason. Lowe's is not on the list, by the way. I haven't seen a bunch of videos of ICE people at Lowe's and whatnot. So, go shop at Lowe's instead of Home Depot. And by the way, I can't ever get anyone to help me at Home Depot, so sticking to them for that reason too.
Exactly. And I have heard, you'd need to confirm for further fact checking, but at one time anyway, Lowe's didn't donate anything to the Trump campaign, and Home Depot did donate a whole bunch of shit. So,
yeah, there's nuance to that, whether it's a CEO or Home Depot. It's as that gets a little gray. But yeah, Home Depot, I had to call search and rescue once. I got lost in aisle 87. Didn't think I'd see my family ever again. So,
sure you didn't see search and rescue come and save you either, dude. You can't find anyone in Home Depot. I hate that store.
Exactly. So we got Amazon, we got Home Depot, and Target. I feel slightly bad for Target, but not that bad. Do you know why Target is on the hit list here?
They got rid of DEI. I know that.
It's a big part of it. They also had pledged a lot of support to like HBCUs, like black colleges and some other scholarship foundations and stuff. And no one's seen the receipts. Nobody has seen these donations from Target. And they gave into the mega bullies, and some stores completely took out their Pride Month stuff. Other stores just like buried it in the back, and they stopped promoting it and stopped being proud of it.
Yeah, for a short time, you know, we heard this was when all the Bud Light stuff was happening. You know, they did support LGBTQ stuff and had a Pride Month and a section of clothing and stuff like that. Right. I know at my particular store, they didn't pull it. I don't know if they had discretion of who pulled it, who didn't, but it seemed like it came from the top, dude.
Well, and you're in a deeply blue state in a deeply blue corner, so sure. You were probably fine, but a lot of them weren't. And Kathy here brings up a good point, too, actually. Don't have any extra money for shopping at these places right now anyway. Yeah, I mean, prices are not down. Prices are, in fact, up. And so this may be actually easier to join in on the boycotts because a lot of people don't have the extra money anyway. But yeah. Kathy, just tell everyone you're not spending this weekend so you can join the We Ain't Buying It boycott. Don't love the grammar, but I love the concept behind it.
Yeah. Well, Democrats have never been real great at messaging. you know.
Yes, we haven't.
True. Defund the police showed that. That's not what it meant at all. And this continues. But how long do I have? When do I have to stop purchasing from those stores?
This Friday through Monday. Black Friday through Cyber Monday. And I will tell you, too, I did a video on this a few days ago for Really American. It did decent, 100,000 something views, but I haven't noticed a lot of media outlets talking about this. And I assume I know the answer why, that some of these people are advertisers. So you may not see an NBC or a CNN actually promoting this thing as being a real thing. And I get that, being a former owner of radio stations, like you don't want to piss off your advertisers, but we're here to spread the word because none of these people support us.
Hey,
and
dude,
if they did, I'd say it anyways.
I mean, can't you? You can walk your way around that and say this is what's being done. You don't have to say we're doing this. But, yeah, I look at that. Where we are in this time, in this day and age, I look at that as Pussville, dude. Stand up and do what's right. I understand you've got advertisers and everything else, but come on. You got to get on this train before we don't have a train.
Right. I'm actually going to agree with this person right here. Be thankful for President Trump. Oh, I am. He's putting a lot of money in my pocketbook nowadays because covering his news antics is a full-time occupation.
So. Yeah, you're in the minority, though.
So. I'm thankful for his utter chaos and shit show being the worst goddamn president ever because it gives those of us in what is called the middle finger media a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So I am thankful on that level. Yeah. I would prefer to be homeless, though, if that was the alternative. Like, yeah. I'll work none if we can get rid of that asset. So.
Would you? You'd give up everything for the American public to not have to deal with
it? Yes, I would, goddammit. I don't think it's an option, but yes, I would. And Naomi here, very smart person. Steve has the best radio voice. It's true. It's well documented, right, Nick? Markets all over the country.
Yeah, I think that I have known people to say that, so.
That's right. And it has a special effect on women, I've also noticed, so that's fun.
Well, don't too bad you're a taken man, dude. You're a taken
of course.
Man. So don't forget about that.
It doesn't change science. It doesn't change facts. I'm just spewing facts here.
All right.
Not flirting. Don't throw me under the bus.
Seems a little bit like you might be flirting.
I'm flirting with a comment?
Yeah, I think you're just kind of flirting with all women. Okay, listen. Okay, so can we get into this travel thing? Are you done with that?
Yeah, Paul, that's like being thankful for hemorrhoids. Listen, if you're a hemorrhoid doctor, you're probably thankful for hemorrhoids. I'm just saying. I'm here to remove the Trump hemorrhoid. That's my profession. So I'm glad he's keeping me busy.
You have found a way to spin this into a positive. That's why you're my best friend, dude. I always find in the positive in life, Steve.
I would be insane otherwise. I called Nick the day after Trump won last year. It was like, dude, I know this is not what we wanted. I mean, Nick and I were so heavily on the Kamala Harris bandwagon of just promoting and, you know, advocating. I was like, dude, this is not good for country, you know, for America, but it's going to give us a lot to talk about for the next 4 years. So,
and that's for sure. Sure has. Speaking of a lot to talk about, not only with this asshat that we call our president, his cabinet that he surrounded himself with is equally stupid. Did we hear some of the comments? I know you have. We heard some of the comments that Sean Duffy made about travel. They're trying to get people after the Democrat shutdown to get travel back going, get rolling for the holiday season.
Yeah, and we have like real issues out there. So what is Sean Duffy's big, you know, words of wisdom as to what we can all do to improve air travel?
These are some of the things we can do to get it back on track, for crying
people
out loud.
People dress up like they're going to bed when they fly. You know, I see people getting on airplanes, and they're having a hard time taking their luggage and getting in the oversized or the above bin. Help people out. Be nice. Be courteous. And so we want to push people as we come into a really busy travel season. Help people out. Be in a good mood. Dress up. Bring civility back to travel. And I think everyone's experience is going to be that much better.
Bring civility back to travel. Let's start off, I think, like you were kind of nudging towards, Steve, about let's stop seeing planes crashing into each other on runways. I think that's where we start, okay?
What the hell is he talking about? Dress nice. Now, first of all, being courteous to each other, like, yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, thanks, Grandpa. I appreciate your advice. Sure. From the former professional lumberjack athlete, not an actual lumberjack, that Sean Duffy. He was famous for competing in those like ESPN 15 where they're like running on the logs and they're chopping down stuff at record. That's what that dude is well known for. That's his claim to fame right there.
Wow.
Now he's in charge of our transportation. So it's no wonder the lumberjack is coming up with stupid advice like, let's all dress better.
He's
like someone said in the comments here earlier, like it's what, the fucking 1950s again?
He's running circles around Pete Buttigieg.
We like to say Buttigieg.
They tell me it's Buttigieg. Really, it makes sense if you think about it.
Yes, we say edge.
Let me tell you this, Steve. When he first came up with this, as a guy who travels a lot, I'll tell you, I have the right to be an asshole on planes. I don't want to bring civility back to planes. I think you should treat the people that are working nicely. But the other passengers, I'm tired of people, well, you just dealt with something. Wasn't someone's hair over your girlfriend's seat and people kicking and babies screaming, people watching cell phones without headphones on? Like, this is the travel world we now live in.
Yeah, listen, I don't know what you mean by, like, we just have a license to be rude. Like, if given to us, we can give it back, but you shouldn't be starting the rudeness, right?
Of course, no. But, I'm not going to sit there with my hands crossed when all this stuff is going on around me. And I'll tell you why all this stuff is going on around us is because over
the
years...
You're not dressed nicely.
Yeah, I'm not dressed nicely. But over the years, we have seen leg room shrink and shrink and shrink. They have put us into a corner on these planes, literally, that turns us into the Incredible Hulk, dude, when he's angry. I'm going to take you back to a time when people did dress nicely and dressed up for airplanes, and let's see if there are any similarities from back in the 50s to today.
Okay. Do you hate planes? Well, you probably would have loved the luxurious air travel experience of the 50s and 60s. Back then, food was served on fine china with proper cutlery. Meals, such as filet mignon, cheese platters, and caviar were often served. And just look at the leg room.
Yeah.
Passengers could recline comfortably. Seats often surrounded shared tables.
Come on,
plus, the restrooms were so much more spacious than today.
Stools?
And the most extravagant planes even had beds. What? Now here's the kicker. Some planes had passenger lounges for socializing, live music, and refreshments. Imagine one of these on a plane today.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Take us back there, Sean Duffy, and I'll dress up for your flights that you're asking me for. Also, for the people who enjoy nicotine, bring back smoking on airplanes, dude. I would like to have smoking. At least give us a smoking section, okay? And, I won't be angry. I won't be rude. I will be very polite.
If there's a bong hit section, maybe I'll be mellow and whatnot.
There you go.
Dragon Blue here brings up a point that I was about to get into. Oh, crap. I just lost it. There it is. Wasn't RFK Jr. barefoot on a plane? Yes. Yes, he was.
In the bathroom, no doubt, on the plane.
He went into the bathroom. This is apparently something he's done routinely, but there's a picture circulating right now online. And yeah, not only is he walking up and down the aisles barefoot, a la Bruce Willis in Die Hard, but who in the hell goes into a public bathroom in their bare feet?
Someone who's not afraid of disease, dude.
Someone who eats bears, I guess. Yeah. Dead bears only, exclusively, actually. I mean, RFK also swam in a shit-infested river with his, young, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whatever the hell it was, in Washington, D.C. Like, he's a pig. But yes, he is part of Trump's cabinet. So you got one cabinet member saying, we all need to dress nice. Well, you got another one eating roadkill and walking around barefoot like he's RFK Hillbilly or something.
Yes. I don't think this is going to really solve anything for travel, dude. What an idiot to come out and say any of this stuff. I mean, a quick reminder, be polite to the people who are serving you as you're in flight. That's great.
Yeah.
I'll help nice somebody that's struggling putting their suitcase up. I've done it a million times. We can all do those things. But as far as dressing nice, hey, dude, I bought a sweatsuit that's meant for travel on a plane. When I'm taking a 14-hour flight, dude, I'm not going to put a suit on. Come on.
Right. No, it's insane. And I was going to ask your opinion on that because I travel a decent amount. I've been traveling a lot more. Kennedy and I, every few months, it seems like, are taking a trip. And the first time she and I flew together, I went to pick her up, and she came out wearing I'll call them pajama pants. They were more like those linen, like soft kind of casual wear pants. And she had a hoodie, like a big fuzzy hoodie, that had the hood and everything. And it kind of looked like she was in her pajamas, but I immediately thought, like, that is brilliant to travel that way.
Totally.
Comfortably.
Yeah.
In a way you can sleep on a plane and be casual. Like, I don't want to have multiple stuffy layers of clothing on.
Of course not, dude. Rachel bought us things that they were selling on TikTok. They're called comfort suits, and they're actually sweatsuits that are made for travel. They have extra pockets for all your electronics and stuff like that. I love those that suit, and I'll tell you what, gets me through TSA way faster because I don't have to take my belt off and everything else. Like, I'm not going to dress up, Sean Duffy. I don't think that fixes anything. So.
No, I don't. So, yes, I am fully advocating. I don't want to do this like people at Walmart stuff where maybe you've got your beer gut hanging out or your thong is still like, but you know, wearing pseudo pajamas to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I am all freaking for that.
Yes.
And you know, people have asked us before, Nick, will we ever say anything nice about Trump World? And we have said, if they do something nice, I will praise them.
Sure. Yeah.
Have you traveled recently?
I mean, no, I, within the last 2 months, I guess I've been on a plane.
Did you notice the difference? There is one change at TSA that I've been saying for 20 fucking years. Like, when are we going to stop with this already?
What is it? Taking our shoes off?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did get rid of that, okay? And I don't know if that was some mega movement. Don't tell me I'm not wearing a mask. Don't tell me to take my shoes. I don't care who the hell made that decision or why. I don't care if they think you're smuggling immigrants in there. I the fact that we don't have to take our shoes off anymore is brilliant.
You like it.
Yeah, of course. One idiot puts a bomb in his shoe 30 years ago and we're all still taking our shoes off. Yeah. Yet somebody shoots up a public school every day and we make no changes for that.
No.
But one bomb in a shoe back in 2001 or something. And yeah. Fuck. So yeah, that is good. But all this other crap that they are talking about and doing is ridiculous.
You love that until a plane blows up, you know, from a shoe bomb.
Please, please. Do we not have other methods of detecting bombs?
That's a great point. You would think so.
I think so, and I know so. I mean, they got dogs. They can randomly do that sniffer thing. So, listen, that's good. But then the other thing I do have to get into real quick here,
yeah,
because you talked about some rudeness. So, yeah, when Kennedy and I were just coming home from Chicago, first of all, yeah, she had a woman in the seat in front of her who kept throwing her ponytail over the back of the seat. And it was one of those where the TV's on the top of the seat. So Kennedy's trying to watch TV or whatever, and this woman keeps putting her fucking ponytail in front of it.
Yep.
That is insane. I would have tied that thing in a freaking knot. Did you have something like that once?
Yeah, well, I've seen videos, and yes, I had something like that once myself, but I've seen videos of people that have put gum in people's hair when they do that. I've seen people cut the hair when they do that. There was one video that I watched where the girl just kept, you know, she said, "Oh, get your hair off my seat." She just kept putting it back, and then she just took out some they weren't scissors. They were something that cut out of a sewing kit or something. And she started cutting her hair.
Yeah. No, I would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Someone here in the comment section. Flip-flops, LOL. Are you for or against flip-flops? I have worn flip-flops on many, many planes. And I always hated that for that TSA that I would have to walk barefoot through the metal detector or whatever. But otherwise, I wear flip-flops about 8-9 months out of the year. And yeah. I find them perfectly fine on an airplane because my feet don't stink. Now, if they stunk, that would be different, but mine do not. They smell like roses, I say.
I wear slip-ons, and I wear socks to the airport, and then once I'm through security, I stick those socks in my backpack. It's a whole thing. So, nice. Oh, here, dude, this comment right here. Okay, I'm going to put this up after this other one leaves because, yes, I've got this.
Swap it.
Oh, can I? All right, yeah. I've got this story pulled up right now. Wait, did I miss them talking about RFK's sexting? No, you haven't. We haven't got to it yet.
I have one rant before we can get to that, and then I'm happy to talk about his sexting.
Okay.
As long as we're talking about him being a disgusting pig. So. Yes. But yes, on the disgusting pig topic, I know this came up years ago, the topic of overweight people taking up more than one seat.
Yeah.
I had to deal with this on that plane from Chicago. So Kennedy's got a woman's hair in her face, and I feel like I was making love to this fat woman next to me the entire plane ride home because she was so – I'm not talking about overweight people. I am talking about obese, okay? There's a difference there.
No, I don't think there is. I'm classified.
There is.
I'm classified as obese.
Well, what's the definition? I say if you're within 40 pounds of your ideal weight, then fine.
Okay.
But how about this? If you can't put the frickin' armrest down, because your blubber is in the way, then no, you should be required to buy two seats.
It's a great distinction.
It was driving me nuts. The entire flight home, my entire side is just mashed up against this woman. It is disgusting, and it is freaking rude. And what if I was a little overweight? Then the two of us would just be mashed into some blob there on this plane for hours, stuck in a little tube.
Are you horny enough to let that turn you on?
No. No.
Okay, morbidly obese. That's what we're going with. You're talking about morbidly obese, all right?
Fine. I'm just saying, if you're taking up more than one seat, it is a I paid for my seat. I need an armrest. You're already claustrophobic enough on a plane.
Yes.
I don't need some stranger's fat pressed up against me for the entire frickin' ride home.
All right. You're going to refuse to be nice about it. You're upset.
Yes. I'm just saying we should be calling for these changes. So there you go.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get into a felching story. Do you know what felching is, by the way?
Isn't it when you like gargle it and then spit it back? Like when you swap it back and forth?
Yeah,
the deposit?
I don't even think on this channel we can completely get into it, but it's on an orifice that most of us don't go around.
Okay? Oh. I don't have very many limitations.
Most of us.
Performing oral or getting a substance out?
You're getting a substance out and doing exactly what you said with it, but it's out of the orifice that's some reserved for exit only.
I believe Van Morrison had a classic song, Brown Eye Girl.
Is that yes, okay. Yes, okay. Yes, yes. That's what it is. Oldies. So Robert
you
F.
Straw
Kennedy.
For that or what?
No, dude. You get your
like a
lips.
Balloon? Like
you,
opposite
I'm sure
balloon?
You could figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Robert F. Kennedy, do you know who Olivia Nuzzi is?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, she's some journalist, and he had some, they keep calling her his digital girlfriend. They just had some online thing or what?
Apparently, they had sort of a texting thing back and forth, you know, because he's married to Cheryl
Hines,
who, you know, is on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's caused, not some riffs, but it's kind of funny to see because I don't know. Do you watch that show, Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I don't. I'm just looking at all the vomiting emojis in the chat section right now for our discussion.
But yeah.
No, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Listen, Larry David's cool and all that, but it is so obvious to me in that show that they ad-lib a lot, and I can't stand it. At least season one, it was so obvious. I didn't like it.
I'll tell you, as a watcher, I've binged it a couple of times over the last 5 months, and season three, it really starts to get good. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
So at any rate, he is married to Cheryl Hines. And Robert F. Kennedy and Olivia Nuzzi had this sort of digital affair, which began when the pair met in 2023. This latest bombshell that was revealed of some of their texts back and forth from Politico reporter Ryan Leza.
And by the way, sexting between two consenting adults is fine. But yeah, how good are you at it? I'm not asking you. I'm just saying, as a general rule, don't do it if you don't have some level of finesse with it.
Some people may love what RFK did, but keep in mind, he's married, dude. So this is an extramarital affair. You know, he was going behind her back. Cheryl Hines
does that count as cheating?
Of course it does, dude.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Anything you can't do in front of your significant other is, you know, some form of cheating for sure.
I agree. Yes.
But
just testing you. That's all.
Oh, I appreciate it. Politico reporter Ryan Leza, who was engaged to Olivia Nuzzi, a former New York Magazine star journalist, he said, I got these texts, and he's not letting us know how he got them, but he is releasing what they said.
He was probably on the Signal group chat. They share everything.
There. Could be. Did you, have you read this? Do you know what the poem is?
I started reading it the other day. I was just like, no, I'm done. I got more important things to read.
Okay, I've heard some people just read this straight, and then I've heard some people read it as RFK. I'm just going to read it straight, okay?
Yes.
Don't take this out of context ever, dude, okay? I mean, don't edit this.
You may want to disguise your voice, you know, kidnapper style. You know,
oh, my gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
Drink.
Tee me up for the holiday party.
Okay, this is what he writes to Olivia Nuzzi, okay? Drink from me, love. I mean, to squeeze your cheeks, to force open your mouth. I'll hold your nose as you look up at me to encourage you to swallow.
don't hold spill up.
Yeah. Please don't interrupt or I'm going to have to start over, okay?
Sorry.
Okay. Drink from me, love. I mean, to squeeze your cheeks, to force open your mouth. I'll hold your nose as you look up at me to encourage you to swallow. Don't spill a drop. I am a river. You are my canyon. I mean to flow through you. I mean to subdue and tame you, my love.
I mean to subdue and maintain you, my love. Is that Sling Blade or is that RFK? I can't tell what I just did.
It's a mix, I think.
I'm going to hold your nose. Mm-hmm.
What in the world, dude? I mean, listen, if you're a poet, that's one thing you could. I don't even think you should text poetry. Like, poetry should be penned, you know. People are saying you can stop now. You know? Yes, I understand it's gross and it's nasty, Jonas, but this is what's in the news right now. So, yeah, he goes on to talk about felching. He says again, I'm not going to tell you how I obtained the poem, along with many others, too explicit to print. But he's got a ton of it. So I hope, I kind of hope, and I don't hope that we find out more, you know.
Again, this is from the Professor Brainworms, as Crystal's saying, the guy that eats roadkill, the guy that swims in shit and walks around airplanes barefoot, like... kids out there listening, don't use him as your role model of romance because there's nothing good. There is nothing good going on with RFK.
Yes, nothing good whatsoever. According to the article, Lizzie discovered his ex's alleged affair after he found a half-finished love letter addressed to another man. If I swallowed every drop of water from the tower above your house, Olivia had written, I would still thirst for you, Liza claimed in the article. Unfortunately, the lack of a water tower on her Georgetown home's roof ruled me out as the note's intended recipient, he said. I flipped to another page and saw a name in the first line of an unfinished love letter to him that included enough details to confirm a physical relationship and the hint of some kind of falling out. My heart stopped when I realized who he was. He was a famous politician, 32 years older than Olivia, well known for a sex scandal. So, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of cheating going on here, and it's a very odd affair.
There's nothing not odd about it. And
quiet, Piggy.
Well, we got a troll in the comment section here. So
oh, I see. Comment. Okay.
Yeah. We'll get to that, too. I've got a quiet Piggy update. Okay. Listen, I mean, I'm going to share everybody's vomiting emojis. Somebody said they just put us on mute. Somebody said I did not have felching on my bingo card for today. Thanks, Nick and Steve. Like, you know, there's, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say about it other than don't let worms eat your brains, kids.
This is exactly what happens, dude. But he is in charge of human health and services, okay? So that's good.
Yes, he's a health expert.
Yeah.
And he's as much of a health expert as he is a poet. I mean, those skills on a pretty equal level.
Right yes, there, you're okay? Right, dude. You are correct, sir.
Yes. Jonas, yes, you can take your fingers out of your ears now. Go ahead.
Okay. We're all done. I won't read anymore, dude. Okay.
That is funny. Okay. Crap. What did someone just bring up that I said I had a story about?
You were talking about a troll in here.
I'll just throw this out real quick here. So this whole quiet Piggy thing.
Yeah.
I had said last week on the show that this is just simply anytime there's a troll, just quiet Piggy. That's all you got to say to them now. And whatever they clap back at you, just say, oink, oink, I don't speak pig Latin. Like, it's feeding the trolls without feeding the trolls. So, Creamy does – no, who's in here? I don't know. Someone's in there. Like, just quiet Piggy. That's all I got to say to you, okay?
Yeah, quiet Piggy. That's exactly right.
Stephen King understood the assignment. Stephen King is coming for the mega base with a witty way, referring to Donald Trump's recent meltdown in front of the reporters on Air Force One. Laura Loomer was going off, and Stephen King just simply replied, quiet Piggy, and it now has 1.3 million views.
It's perfect, dude. You brought this up as soon as Quiet Piggy happened, and it is. It's perfect. I've seen it on different message boards and video comments and stuff like that, and it is a perfect way to shut them down. I love it.
Quiet Piggy. And Loomer, by the way, was wondering, like, how come these Democrats haven't been arrested yet for sedition, for, you know, for this whole don't follow illegal orders thing that Trump one day wants the death penalty, the next day not, then the next day he's back to prosecuting them. Like,
yeah,
it's insanity. But yes, quiet piggy, just quiet piggy. Shut him down.
That's it. It's all we need.
And it's good to know Stephen King is listening, apparently. So thank you, Mr. King.
Yes. I thought you were talking about Stephen Hawking at first, and I thought he's passed away.
I believe so, yes. Yeah. But there you go.
All right. Okay. Hey, dude, speaking of hanging Democrats.
Sure.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she put in a resignation. Everyone was a little bit surprised. Others weren't. Trump was asked about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her departure. This is what he said.
Are you willing to forgive Congresswoman Taylor Greene? Forgive for what? No, I just disagreed with her philosophy. She started backing perhaps the worst Republican congressman in our history, this you know, stupid person named Massey, and I said, go your own way. And once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived a primary. But I think she's a nice person.
God.
Well, you noticed the scarf and he's hiding his neck vagina, dude.
I did. Picture. Although he did that right after his Mondami meeting, and Mondami's famous for turtlenecks and sweaters with no ties and stuff. Like,
that's right.
I don't know what the man crush he's got going on that guy is, but it's hilarious. But
yeah.
Yeah, this whole Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, first of all, as some other people have noted, like, she was on every liberal's dartboard for the last, whatever it's been, 6 or 8 years, and she weathered that storm just fine. She was on MAGA's dartboard for like 2 weeks, and she was like, I got to quit. The threats I'm getting, everyone coming after me, the president calling me a traitor, like, she tapped out after 2 weeks of MAGA's ire.
It's funny you say that, dude, because your statements have a lot in common with one Miss Jasmine Crockett.
I want to start with the shocking announcement from Congresswoman Green. What went through your mind when you first heard she was going to resign on January 5th?
You know what? Honestly, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're on the other side of the president for 1 week and you can't take the heat. Imagine what it is to sit in my shoes, to not only be on the opposite side of him, but to have people like her who are constantly fanning the flames of hate. And imagine what those threats look like when you literally are someone like me.
Yeah. Someone who's been fighting them for just as long as she's been spewing them. So,
yeah. And she's a black woman. So, you know, MAGA world doubles and triples down on her compared to the crap you and I get, which is plenty.
Yes, 100%. Have you heard any more about Marjorie Taylor Greene's departure? The old hobbit footed beach blonde body, butch body. You know, have you heard any more about her departure?
No. I mean, all right.
Well, now it is being said that several Republican members of Congress are reportedly considering resigning following the announcement of MTG.
I have heard that, yes.
So Greene resigned after clashes with Trump, obviously. But now some Republicans are concerned about the party's internal division and the impact that Greene's departure and the related controversies could have on GOP's unity and electoral prospects. So...
is she the canary in the coal mine? Is that what we're saying?
Maybe
so. Is she the hobbit in the coal mine?
Maybe so, dude. People are saying that, there's going to be a huge annex that a lot of people are saying, you know what, this is the perfect time to bail. I am tired of this. You know, all we are is pawns in this game. Like, we're not able to do anything for our actual constituents. We just have to go with the guy. And do exactly what he tells us to do, or he's going to push us out regardless. So why don't we leave now?
Or you could just grow a freaking spine and stand up to the man, do what MTG has been doing for the last couple of weeks. Like, she was actually a Republican willing to stand up against Trump. Bill Maher pointed this out, that everyone's always saying, when is a Republican going to stand up? Well, here she is, everyone. And now she just pushed out. So we need some others. Because Congress, I hate to tell you guys this, you're supposed to be part of the checks and balances of the Oval Office. So they could do that. They're all so fearful of the primaries and the mega base, but MAG is not going to live on. At some point, Republicans have to start to rebuild their party because we actually need another party to compete with.
Yes. Yeah. When the pendulum swings the other way, all these people are going to find themselves jobless anyway. So, yeah, you're 100% right. Power is in volume, right? So a lot of people, if they all stood up at the same time, they could make some sort of impact in this whole party. And I think you're pussed not to do it. So
that is a spot on thing you just said right there. Brilliant, Nicholas. Yeah, because, you know, Thomas Massey or Rand Paul, these people stand up one at a time, and then Trump just piles on them. If a whole group of them would man up already, woman up already, whatever up you are, just freaking do it in mass, you could actually take the power away. Because Trump is one quack away from being a lame duck president.
Yes.
He needs that base. So now's the time to stand up if you think you have any chance of not being eradicated in the midterms next year.
Yeah. And we see it in our own party. We see it frequently. We just saw it with all of these members of Congress who stood up and said, obey, or you don't have to obey orders if they're unlawful. Like, that was a grouping of, I think, five or six people that stood up all at the same time. If one person had stood up, it wouldn't have made nearly the difference that it has. So,
yes. United we stand, Nick. Divided we fall. I wrote that. Copyright trademark.
That's right. I feel like I've heard that on a rock and roll record.
They got it from me. Everything's from me.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with all of that. Will several Republican members of Congress stand up at once and depart? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah. Speaking of people in mega world departing, breaking news out today, speculation running wild in Trump's circle that old cross-eyed Kash Patel is going to be fired. Maybe he might wait into the new year. A lot of people have said that Trump, you know, in his first term, was firing people a lot, and it made them look bad.
Yeah.
So there's been this rumor going around that Trump has committed to waiting 1 year before he makes any changes. So we've heard Pete Hegseth's name being thrown out there. We've heard Gnomes being, you know, thrown out there that he'll wait until January and start firing people. But Kash Patel has been a real hemorrhoid in Trump's ass with all of this plane travel he is doing and hiring, like putting FBI agents to protect his way too good looking for him girlfriend who's a country star, quote unquote, like, please. But yeah, he's causing a lot of problems. So that is the rumblings today from three different sources that Kash Patel has got a big old target painted right between his eyes. Maybe that's what he's staring at.
He could be looking to that. You know what? We'll have to wait and see, dude, because I have thought about all of the things that you're saying. And I feel like Donald Trump is not going to continue to say so-and-so. Well, Kristi Noem's a great example. He is constantly praising Kristi Noem for the great job that she's doing. Pam Bondi's another one. Will he continue to say they're doing great, and then fire them? Because like you said, in his first term, he fired them so quickly, he looked like he made poor decisions. This time around, he's going to have to lay off of that. I haven't heard him saying, Kash Patel, doing a great job, since Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's been a few times, but I mean, Trump just always says what he wants to be reality. So, you know, when the Pete Hegseth rumors came out a month or so back, like, or during the whole Signalgate thing, like, Trump, of course, went out there and postures.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, Trump is a gigantic narcissist. I don't know if anyone watching this is aware of that fun fact.
We're privy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be made to look stupid or look bad or to have idiots around him. That's why in the first term he was firing people that were either incompetent or that pushed back against him. So he's not thrilled to see Kash Patel making headlines left and right over all of these trips he's taking.
Yeah. This comment says Kash and Kristi were hanging in Las Vegas last week. I don't know if that means anything, but who knows?
Well, I mean, they were doing it on our dime. There's a great picture of them in some Lego pink Cadillac or whatever. Now, you know, the only thing I will point out with Kash Patel, what is Clay saying here? Kash Patel in a relationship who's 45 years old with a girlfriend who is 27 years old, old enough to be her brother. Old enough to be brother, father, I think would be more appropriate. But
yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh yeah, here's the only like minor defense of Kash Patel, and I didn't actually know this until I was starting to do a little research to rail on him. FBI directors are not allowed to fly commercially. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
Yeah. It's too much of a security risk. You can't risk him being kidnapped, blown up on a plane, or whatever. FBI directors have a lot of sensitive information. So they're not allowed to fly commercially. They have to fly in a private jet. That does not mean he needs to be going to Vegas and going to UFC fights. And he took the private jet to watch his girlfriend sing the Star Spangled Banner at some event. Like,
unreal.
No, none of that is okay. I understand that when he does travel, he has to take the private jet, but he's traveling way too freaking much. And all of the security that he's giving his girlfriend because he thinks she's in danger, like, he's just trying to posture for her. Look at me, you know, big FBI guy. I assigned you a SWAT team.
Like, and they're trying to use the toy box just like Trump is. They want to play with all the toys. Doesn't matter that it's on the taxpayer's dime.
Is that what they're doing in that private jet, playing with all the toys?
Probably.
Mm. Interesting.
Speaking of,
I FBI. Heard her nickname was, do you know? Never mind,
no, go ahead, dude.
Her nickname is the cockpit. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the private jet.
I don't think it does, but
I assume that's what that meant. They fly so much. I think that's why. That's
maybe.
What
meant, yeah, but. It's an odd nickname. Yes. Speaking of FBI director, did you hear James Comey off the hook? What do you think about all this?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, here's James Comey talking about the fact that the case has been dropped by the DOJ. Come on.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence. And a reflection of what the Department of Justice has become under Donald Trump, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But I was also inspired by the example of the career people who refused to be part of this travesty. It cost some of them their jobs, which is painful, but it preserved their integrity, which is beyond price. And I know they will serve again. This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American. Sure. And a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free. I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent, I am not afraid, and I believe in an independent federal judiciary. The gift from our founders that protects us from a would-be tyrant.
Sounds a bit like it. Come on. Come on.
Is he trying not to wake someone up next to him?
I don't know. I think he's trying to give a presidential speech, Steve. You know, it's very presidential.
Listen, I am. Just like Tracy just said right here, I agree, Tracy. I'm still angry with Comey because he fucked Hillary Clinton, not literally, in the 2016 election when he reopened the investigation like 10 days before the election. Like, yes, I am pissed about that, too. However, Comey then went on to not be a big Trump fan. He pushed back on Trump. It's why he got fired. But more so, even if Comey is the worst American there is, you cannot sit back and let the president boss the Department of Justice around and get him to prosecute his political enemies. And I love that that case got thrown out because essentially the DOJ broke the law with this appointment of Halligan. So there's a lot of irony there that they broke the law trying to prove that he's breaking the law, which, you know, no one actually thinks he really did. But yeah, the whole case fell apart. And then Letitia James got thrown out for the same reason.
Yeah.
You know, Hottie Halligan there was was illegally appointed. Therefore, she had no legal standing to bring any of these charges. So it's freaking hilarious, the incompetence.
Yeah, the irony is not lost, dude, that Halligan was unlawfully appointed by the Trump administration to take down Letitia James and Comey. And a judge said no. Trump's already come out and said, like, you know, these stupid judges, it doesn't work that way, dude. And this is exactly what should have happened. This was all brought up just to make us think about something other than these Epstein files. It's another cat laser, look over here type thing. I don't think this ever had a shot in hell of making it. So
no, for sure. And the way he has broken the norm of not weaponizing the DOJ is disgusting. So I'm glad this immediately fell apart in record time. So that's awesome.
Completely, dude. Yeah.
I know we're short on time. I got one story I got to throw out. And then if we got to go a couple minutes over, I got no place else to be.
Okay.
I know you'll find this story funny, though. Tell him to change his Depends. Who could we be talking about?
Has to be Donnie, Don the Con.
Yes, Donald Trump's big briefing lasted over 3 hours, but only took a few minutes for the internet to zoom in on the row of guests next to him who looked like they were praying for fresh air or for the meeting to end. The longest on-camera appearance of Trump's second term was meant to show the president and his cabinet flexing his influence over everything from the oceans to overseas economies. Instead, it became the backdrop after a single viral photo showed the guest who looked unsure whether it was the air in the room or the president's unique stench that made it hard for them to breathe. So Trump had a 3 hour little, you know, Oval Office meeting there or the war room, wherever the hell they were.
Yeah.
And yeah, he clearly crapped his pants yet a freaking again. And there's this great picture of freaking Marco Rubio sitting next to him with just this exhausted, like my nose is burning inside sort of.
Really?
Look. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's making the rounds out there because it's just happened. I think it was today or yesterday or whatever. But yeah, Clay here, Dementia Diaper Don, the triple D. So, yes.
That is so funny, dude. That, I mean, you would think that they would have some sort of, I don't know, air freshener inside of his panties, you know?
Shove some Febreze up there. Yeah.
Yeah, they know he's doing it.
We've been covering Trump's, you know, diaper issues for years now, and they're becoming just more and more hard to ignore.
Yeah.
And you know, Trump had made fun of Biden for allegedly crapping his pants, which we never had any proof of. But again, everything with Trump is projecting. Yeah. So he's well aware he shits himself and just apparently did it. And we have heard multiple people over the years that have been in closed rooms with him that just swear to God something died in his pants. So
oh, yeah.
I don't think it's any sort of coincidence.
Remember the one guy that said like he smells like, you know, poop and Band-Aids and
armpits or
and
something.
Armpits.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty
that's the new Trump cologne coming soon for the holiday shopping. So.
Hey, Steve, I know you, well, you're not a religious man, but you know we got a new pope, I don't know, 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
He's doing great things. Let's yeah. just, I want you to see this, dude. The pope threw a rave. I don't know if you believe it or not, but this actually.
Of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Look at this. This is a real deal that he threw this rave for the Archbishop's 75th.
Have we fact checked this?
Oh, like, yeah, dude.
Somebody didn't just use him in their DJ set?
Nope. Wow. Look at that, dude.
This Pope's got jams.
Dude, this took place at the event held outside the 14th century St. Elizabeth Cathedral in Slovakia to celebrate Archbishop Bernard's 75th birthday. This actually happened. That's pretty wow. awesome, right?
I mean, I don't love EDM music, but I'll give him credit for being hip and, you know, contemporary and all that. Was
yeah.
Metallica not available? I mean, he really could have rocked it out, but
I'll- yeah, who knows, dude? But hey, this is just one step closer to the Pope being cool. Blasphemy. Come on.
Blasphemy. I can't tell if that's a sarcastic comment or not, but
I don't think so. It's all in caps. Blasphemy.
It's awesome, Miffy. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's the American Pope. He's from Chicago. He survived the hellhole that is Chicago. So let him drop the beats.
Yeah, please. Hey, I know we're out of time, dude, but I want to tell you this to keep your eye on it, that Fox News is also being proven. It's been proven. This is fact check that Fox News is lying to its public. Okay. Yeah. All these ICE arrests that they're showing, these dangerous cities, specifically Portland, I can point to because it's already been proven. But yeah. they're showing all of this video that was happening in Portland. And it's all video from when George Floyd was murdered. But they're taking all that footage. And yeah, they've been found guilty of that already. So people are suing. And it's said to be happening in Charlotte as well. So.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, they're classic for that. You know, DHS has put out videos of, you know, unruly crowds in Chicago. Meanwhile, there's palm trees in the background. Oh, they actually took a video from like Florida from like 7 years ago from something. Like, they're a classic for that. And yeah. there's actually a story I'll just get into real quick. DHS is pissed off that people are making AI fake videos of like ICE agents like beating up minorities and women and stuff. Like, you know, do you see the irony there? at all that you assholes have been putting out AI propaganda this entire year, whether it's blatant stuff like I was just talking about, you know, taking video from one town or Trump's pooping on everyone. Like, oh, right. You know, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. So now people are using your little AI crap back and your ICE agents. And you're like, hey, guys, that's not fair. We got to knock off this AI stuff.
That's
what are we
doing? Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, it's just another reason for you to tell, I don't know, the family or friends that you have on that maggot side, like, look, Fox News found liable or admitted that they were lying once again. I don't know if it matters, dude.
It doesn't. Someone's asking where they can find the info. I guess, on the Pope? Is that what you're asking about? I assume if you Google Pope EDM dropping the beats, how many things could possibly come up?
Yes, you can find it. I don't know. I Googled it. Yeah, it's out there. So
you Google that every day, though. You're just happy it finally came up.
Yeah.
Nick has a Google alert. Pope dropping the jams.
Yeah, Pope dropping the beats, dude. That's right.
That's good. Well, this hour flew by. Damn.
So much more to talk about, dude.
There is. I don't know if there's any speed round here. What else did I have? Anything good? Oh, hey, you know that whistleblower that outed Ghislaine Maxwell for all the perks she's getting?
Yeah, the puppy and everything else.
Yeah, they fired her.
Oh,
just to make the whole thing look even more suspicious. So why did Maxwell get transferred there? Why is she getting all these perks? And why is the one person that pointed out immediately fired?
Yeah.
As if there's something there being covered up. So there's
something going on that we just can't seem to figure out, dude. Yeah.
But there you go. Are we coming back Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
as long as you're available.
I am. So there you go.
I'll be available as well. That's what we do. We do two podcasts each and every week right here. 3 o'clock is the time. The Really American Media platform, YouTube and Facebook. We do them live.
Indeed. If you want to message us directly, you can go to thevocalminority.net and do that. Nick and I have our own socials on all the channels for the VM. But everything is all over Really American. We're a proud part of this whole platform. So check out all the long form, all the short form stuff. It's actual good American people, although we do have one British guy now. But it's good liberals and progressive types fighting the power. We are the resistance. So subscribe to the channel, okay? I get like a penny every time someone hits subscribe. So hook a brother up out here. Everyone subscribe to this channel. Otherwise, you're stealing from us.
You should be splitting that penny with me, dude.
I will. I will. We're up to 7 cents. I can't split that in half. So when we hit 10 cents, I'll send you a nickel.
All right. Have a good night, y'all. We'll see you on Friday, The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American Media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day.